think that helps, helps them out.
Now and again, I really believe it does. They feel they recognize for what they did. I think that, that helps the teacher. Take that occasion of loving their favorite projects.
Oh, sure. That's great. Also, it's a way for them to see me and do it. They should have the opportunity to say, well, I mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. Well, it does give them a feeling of team fighting together, boys, in the school. The thing about it is you got to watch them to make it too common.
That's right.
Every day, the White House, well, I'm coming to the White House again and so forth. One of the things I want to talk to you about now is in the church and the evening and so forth and so on. I think we're probably getting a little too much repetition at the moment. What I mean is that the leaders have to come, but as far as others are concerned, about once a year is as much as the traffic will bear. And, you know what I mean? Is that you do anything else for or not? I'm going to have one more church thing, and I'm going to have Hudson for it. And then I'm going to have it on the 29th, right after Easter. And what I'd like to do there, Bill, is to pick up people. If people are invited and reject, then they should not be invited again.
Yes, sir.
If they invited and they're out of town, they could be invited again. But if, for example, people have been to an evening, they shouldn't be to a church. You know what I mean? Now, let me ask you this. Have all the Republicans, House and Senate, been invited to something?
Yes, sir. With the exception,
they all have to be in there.
With the exception of Boston.
They don't need it.
They have all been invited. Frankly, they've been invited, virtually all Republicans. There might be one or two exceptions to that, to both a church service and evening. Because we've had those four worship services and four evenings. And we covered them really good.
But a lot of them haven't come.
There have been just Republicans. Most of them have come.
But not some of the. I haven't seen Brooke there. I don't think I've seen Matthias.
They have both been invited. I'll check those two.
And what about all the Republicans in the House? Have they been invited?
Yes, sir.
Percy, I haven't seen him.
He's been invited. We keep pretty detailed lists on those guys, starting from the very first reception you had.
All right, now how about the Democrats? I mean, I don't know what we should do there. I don't think there's a hell of a lot in it for us to invite anybody but these 60 or so potentially good Democrats. Or do you think you should invite liberal Democrats too?
Well, we've invited sprinkles some liberals in, too, some responsible kind of liberals. Al Alderman from people like that. We have not included the Dellums and the Abzugs.
No.
There are about 100 members of Congress that have not received any invitations. Frank Moss, we haven't had back for anything. Teddy Kennedy, we haven't had down.
I should have read him.
Muskie, we haven't had. And in the House, some of the wildlife guys, we haven't had down. But there's only about 100 of them.
I should have had Muskie. I wouldn't have. Well, look, if we had Hudson, though, do you want to? I was thinking just making it for members of the Congress. Maybe we don't want to do that. We probably
would cover them so well. We could certainly have the Indiana delegation. The whole.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to do that. I don't see any purpose of that. Is that, you know what I mean? Is that we.
Now, if the Congress doesn't return until the 30th. If they had enough advance, I know a lot of them want to come back for that one, but it's just the members of Congress. We'd probably have a hard time getting a full House.
Well, basically, let me ask you this. I was thinking that Finley was telling me yesterday that it'd be nice if I could go down on the floor sometime and visit or some of the guys that didn't vote with us because we're adulterers that were invited to this. Now, that would be Republicans, of course, but that wouldn't be a hell of a lot of guys, only about 28 guys. Well, we had them on some of them. We don't expect them to be with us all the time. They shouldn't feel burdened. They
future, if there's some hard votes and they stand up and you have another reception, it'd be maybe a little different group again.
Thank you.
go back and check the records very carefully and see what how many members have legitimately regretted the worship service. People we might go back to now, on the 6th of May, maybe.
On the 6th of May, or maybe the 13th or something. Well, on the day they'll bring all their kids. Maybe the 6th. Okay. You might have to check it out, though.
All right, so we can probably put together a pretty decent group, I think.
All right, I progress. It does need it. And, we can find an excuse. Tell you what you do on a wild card thing. There's where you can take care of some Republicans. You know what I mean? If I do that on a wild card thing, I want you to go overboard now on getting them. I know, but
you'll have a seat.
Huh?
You'll have a seat.
Well, they're not going to fill our seat, but we don't need to have to say go on every time. I think what I need is pick up a couple liberals in the wild card thing, a Wednesday group, probably, you know what I mean? The decent ones. Would you do that?
Yes.
And Edge, people like that. How about that?
Good. This one, next Wednesday, we've got a little problem in that there are three committees that are concerned.
Right. Fill it up.
And you almost have to invite the Hall Fields, the people like that.
Right.
But we still have a few, and you can. We can add on the left. And so that rocket sign, yes. And on, of course, on our partisan meetings, too, we can take care of all the Republicans.
So to do that, that's what I meant, the partisan Republicans. So I just want you to let's be sure to mix in some libs with that as well as the conservative. Can you do that?
Sure, well, I usually work with Jerry and Hugh on those wild cards so that they feel like they're kind of part of it.
Yeah, we just say we'd like to get some of it. And get the decent guys. I'd like to have Case into something now. And I don't think he's ever put this, but the son of a gun, he's an old friend, you know, and there's no reason to just keep him. I wouldn't bother with Matthias. I wouldn't agree press much on that, but Brooke ought to be in when there's that on occasion. Would you agree?
Yes, sir. I sure do.
I don't think I'd do much with Percy, would you?
Oh, it probably wouldn't hurt to have him down at some point.
All right.
Just to come in to fill that same and keep him from complaining.
All right.
I would have him in person, you know, somewhere down.
Well, think about that among the senators and then among the decent. Of course, the House members, there are only about 30 of those, and they really aren't that influential in the House, are they? The liberal.
That's true. Marv, as you mentioned, is a member of the Lindsay Club.
Yeah, the
responsible guy. He's been doing some good things for us.
He's generally invited us.
He's been helping us on this aid to North Vietnam. He's trying to move around, tell people to be quiet and support the president.
Get him down. He could be included in energy, could he? Join him. Just join him. Good. All right. Well,
thank you.
They seem to be pretty happy last night.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
They love to sit around.
Well, they like the speeches and they like the booze. Of course, they enjoy the chance to
shake hands
with you and whisper in your ear a little bit.
Well, I like it too. I can have all four of them. What do you do about the, I guess you get into the request. They don't feel particularly cut off, do they?
No, I don't think they do, Mr. President. They're a little frustrated on some of these terminations of programs, but I think they agree with privately and publicly they've got to say something.